Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram. Now.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the National Women's Council has said that unduly lenient sentencing, as seen in the Cathal Crotty case receiving a suspended sentence for violently attacking Natasha O'Brien, has exposed implementation deficits in the government's zero-tolerance strategy on violence against women. Here's what Natasha O'Brien said at a protest last night.
I don't want to live in a world where this kind of thing continues. You know, I'm like just all action now. I've told my story of what this is all about moving forward. We've turned something painful, we've turned something heartbreaking out of something, we've turned that rage and we've directed it towards moving forward.
Ivana Juchek is with the National Women's Council's Violence Against Women Coordination Team. Ivana, the message that's going out to women is a very negative one right now. Even if you do stand up to someone and bring them to court, they're just going to walk away. I mean, what message is that sending out?
Good morning. Yes, the message is that violence against women is not being taken as a serious crime, as you said, and that the justice system, even when victims speak out, will not be treated as they should, and then the perpetrators walk away with suspended sentences. So it is a very wrong message, and that needs to change.
What is it about the level of sentencing? Because the courts differ, judges are human, and one judge may not give the same sentence as another. Is there any way we can tackle that inconsistency?
Yes, absolutely. And last year, the National Women's Council published a report on the justice system, exactly talking about all these points about how victims are treated, how victims have to relive their traumatic experience over and over again in courts, and how it takes many years for victims to hear their cases in court. So all of that doesn't contribute to the trust in the system. But regardless of that, we can't have a justice system that is not compassionate to survivors. And it is more compassionate towards the perpetrator, in this case, the man, because we could hear about that his career was prioritized over Natasha's trauma. And she emphasized many times how traumatic the system was and how traumatic the years of in the aftermath of the case that she had to experience, whereas Cathal Crotty did not get the sentence that fits the crime. So it's not about each judge individually. It's about a system that is not compassionate to survivors. And obviously, in the recommendations that I mentioned in the report that we published, there is a series of things that could be done and must be done urgently to prevent these cases happening and to have a system that is compassionate towards survivors.
All right, Ivana Juchek of the National Women's Council, thank you very much for joining us. If you've been impacted by that story or indeed the discussion that's been happening in this country in the last few days about violence against women, the 24-hour National Free Phone Helpline for Women's Aid is 1-800-341.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.